BioRemote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans, states, and businesses are a step closer to receiving coronavirus relief aid from the government. The House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. The measure was approved before a midnight deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. officials are considering a requirement for all travelers from Britain to offer proof they have tested negative for COVID-19. News outlets say White House Coronavirus Task Force met Monday and discussed crafting a rule that passengers prove they have taken a negative test within 48 to 72 hours before leaving Britain. The proposed rule comes as more than 40 countries have suspended travel from Britain in response to a dramatic rise in infections because of a new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. The U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. However, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he has asked airlines flying into the state from Britain to make all passengers take a COVID-19 test before they get on the plane. Three airlines, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, Delta Airlines, have agreed to Governor Cuomo's request. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the country. The priority for mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable population before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings and limited days and hours for alcohol sales. South Africa has recorded 920,922 coronavirus cases and more than 24,000 deaths, according to numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University. Pakistan on Monday cautioned rival India against any military aggression, saying it could spiral into a mutually destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors. The warning by the Pakistani Interior Minister comes a day after his government formally alleged in a letter to the United Nations that New Delhi was planning to stage a cross-border attack. The Indian government has not commented on the Pakistani charges that it was plotting a military assault against the country. The U.S. State Department has issued additional visa restrictions on Chinese officials suspected of human rights abuses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the visa restrictions affect Chinese officials who the United States believes are responsible for or complicit in repressing religious spiritual practitioners, members of ethnic minority groups, dissidents, human rights defenders, journalists, and others. Pompeo said family members of the targeted individuals could also face visa restrictions. It all comes at a time when the U.S. relations have grown tense over a range of issues. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.